Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner.
Well, Phil, how did the semi-finals and the bowls go?
Hang on. Welcome to Mawson Lakes again today, Rick. And what about the seafood extravaganza that I turned on for you just then?
That was very good, but I'm so excited because it's a semi-final of the bowls. How did it go?
It's a prelim final for us this week. Let's just say it's a prelim final for us this week.
How can that be? Because you told me that you never lose at Paynham. Did you lose?
We lost.
You're joking. How did that happen, Phil? Could you explain that to our
I'm not even going into it. We lost by 24 shots.
That's a flogging.
No.
24?
Yeah. Over four rinks.
That's comfortably being beaten.
Comfortable. But
were you not minor premiers?
We were.
And you
beaten by the second
and
top
you were playing
side.
At Paynham.
At Paynham.
Where you never lose. Is that right?
Play Adelaide there this week, Rick.
Oh, is
and
that
let's
right?
let's skip over that right now.
now Rick, you seem to no, hang on, no, we can't just dodge
I've
this.
I've got more to we've I've do, got to get through it.
I'll give you a chance. Don't you worry about that. Now, hang on. Well, obviously playing at Paynham again, you'd have been warned. So you'll beat Adelaide?
I'm very, very confident.
I think that's what you
said 2 weeks ago.
I think that's what you said last week, wasn't it?
Right. On to the Super Series, which was played Sunday night, Rick.
Yes.
Ask me how we went in the Super Series.
How did you go in the Super
Series? Through to the grand final this Sunday night at Adelaide Bowling Club.
But that's like playing...
Against Woodville.
Yeah, but that's not the real comp, is it? That's you know.
It's a different comp. It's a separate competition. Grand finals are grand finals, Rick.
They are.
So there we go. Speaking of grand finals, Rick.
Yes.
The Div 1 grand final in the Bross and Light Bowls Association has been played and won.
Oh.
And won comfortably by the very strong Angaston Bowling Club.
Yep.
126 to 6 Lindock 67.
Oh. What?
Yeah,
that is a flogging.
59 shots or something, I think, Rick. If you add it up, you're better.
And good listeners, he did that without even using his fingers.
No, I've only just guessed it off the top of my head. I think it's
might not be right.
Justin Morris, 27 shots, defeated Harry Sykes. As I've said last week, was one of the top ranks in the association this year.
Yes.
27-19. Matty Short, 31 versus Wayne Williams, 18. Ian Ellsworthy, the Angaston Club champion, 40, defeated Darren Green, 14. And John O'Voigt, 28, defeated Josh Gere, 16. So that was the Div 1 wrap-up, Rick. Totally overpowered by a very, very strong Angaston side. Div 2, Rick.
Yes.
Was, I think it was the upset of the day. Kapunda, 72. Angaston, 66. So Kapunda just getting over the line there for a good win for the Kapunda Bowling Club.
That would be the upset of the day other than your upset of the day.
I was very upset that day. I couldn't even read these scores Saturday night. Okay, Div 3. Angaston, 70. Defeated Kapunda, 44. So quite a victory there.
Yes.
Div 4, Angaston again, 83, defeated Kapunda, 48. So another solid victory there for the Kapunda Bowling Club.
Yes.
Quickly, Rick, I just got to wish a good mate of mine, Ross McConnell, congratulations on winning the Salisbury club singles title for the second year in concession. So well done, Roscoe. I'm sure you celebrated hard and long into the evening.
Well and truly justified, it would seem to me.
Yes. Good bowler, great bloke too, Roscoe. Yeah. So well done, Roscoe.
Well, so that's the bowls wrap?
that's the bowls wrap until the prelim final of the Div 1 this week. I'm planning to have a weekend off, actually. Anyway.
Never count your chickens until I've come home to roost.
I hadn't booked the holiday yet. Don't worry.
I thought you... Yeah, but when you said you couldn't lose...
I know.
Anyway, well, there you go. There you go. Phil, AFL...
AFL.
I am over already, and the season is one round down.
Well, it's taken until Thursday just to work out whether it was a bump or whether it was head high or was it
I did a little bit of research, right, Phil? I reckon back in November of 2002, you would have been in your heyday, wouldn't you?
Ooh, 2002. Yeah. I can't remember what I've done yesterday. I laid on the lounge, that's right.
And a household entertainer by the name of Bec Karuna, Aussie girl. Karuna. She had the number 30 top 40 chart topping hit of the day called Bump.
Bump.
And I checked it on YouTube and she's considerably better looking than you are. But this bump, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. This is a joke, the AFL. They are a joke, a bump. You know, it's, what do you think about it?
Rick, I got to say, Buddy Franklin's was probably just a glance. Yes, hit him in the head, glance. Couple of weeks for Buddy. See you later. These other guys, McAdam and, what's his name, Cozzy Pickett, 4 weeks each. Don't worry about 3 and 2 or whatever they went. They're 4 week deals. They've hit them. They wanted to hit them and hit them hard, and it was head high. So I'm sorry, it was 4.
Yeah, I mean,
why muck around with them?
Well, I think the problem we've got is that the AFL is attempting with abject failure to try and be buddy buddy to everything rather than come down with a decision-making solving of the problem. Now, I think it's valid what you said, but then as soon as you start saying, well, you know, was that head high or was that shoulder high or was this high or what high, then you're splitting hairs. And I honestly believe that although many people say we can't change the game anymore, well, I've got news for all those people who say that. In my opinion, any resemblance between the game that I played back in the 60s and 70s...
40s and
the
30s.
There's no need to be like that, Philip. And the game that you played and umpired, any resemblance between it and today's game is chalk and cheese. Oh. I mean, not only was it called, and again, it's a good example, the correct name for the thing that I think we're talking about is called Australian football. But most people don't know it's Australian football. They call it AFL. Now, AFL is a league, right? Just like the Barossa and Light League or the Port Elliot League or the whatever. But it's taken over. And it's tried to turn the genuine Australian game into something for all people for purely dollars and cents and entertainment. There's my... Now I've got that off my chest.
I think Rick, it'd be, did those players make the ball their objective?
Well, the answer...
I'd say no.
Right. Well, the answer is no.
No.
I mean, that's obviously true. So, you know, now I know that there's probably some very good listeners who are going to absolutely object or disagree with what I'm about to say. The bump has to go. The only way you can get rid of splitting hairs is to say it cannot be done. And you're right, they haven't made the ball the objective in administering that bump. And nor it will. I mean, the days, I'll quote a couple of, well-respected coaches at the present time. Adam Kingsley, new coach of GWS.
Yep.
Michael Voss, not a bad player. Carlton coach. Simon Goodwin, not a bad player. Melbourne coach. and they have declared, quote, the bump is dead. The days of lining up players from 15 to 20 metres away are over. And Scott Pendlebury, he's not a bad player either, he is of the opinion that that we should introduce, just like we have in rugby,
yes,
a sin bin.
Yep, Ross and light footy.
Yeah, and again, we're talking about favourite things here, because for every version of footy, we've got different rules like boundaries. But you know, if we're getting serious about concussion and injuries that are preventable to players, you start with the bump.
Yep.
You know, if you want it, if you want to attempt to get the ball away from a bloke who's got the ball, then it's called tackling.
Yep.
There is no place for the bump.
Yeah. I'd probably disagree with it partially, because I think a good shoulder on shoulder is not going to, you know, well, not hurt anybody, but it still hurts. But this Cozzy Pickett flying through the air and flying into that Western Bulldogs guy, that's just unbelievable. I mean, and McAdams was partially better, but still the same objective, to take him out and to hurt him. And to me, that's three or four, that's 4 weeks. I'd give him 4 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, I respect you completely, Phil, as a friend and as an umpire. The problem I've got with what you've just said is you start saying flying through the air. Does that mean you've got to be a foot off the ground? Does that mean you've got to be 3 inches off the ground? If you are trying to administer a bump, you're trying to hurt someone. Simple as that. And even if it's not head high, if the impact of that bump, in the old days, many of them were front-on shirt fronts,
like they were,
then the jerking of the head, even if the head isn't directly contacted, is going to affect the actual brain bouncing around within the skull, let alone if that bump is, in fact, hard enough that that player receiving it hits the ground and is out of control of his body and his head hits the ground as well. I mean, to me, it's an unnecessary part of the game, and I don't think you can have degrees of bump. I really don't. I mean, I know what you're saying, but the problem is, how do you measure it?
I just, you know, there's a fair few of them, probably the brain doesn't come into it, I think. Look at Genevieve and those guys.
Well, yeah, I mean, the thing that we don't understand is the long-term consequences.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
Now, don't get rid of it.
No, can't get rid of it.
Oh, Philip.
Well, what do we get? Might as well play netball.
Oh, Philip, I'm over. Well, is it the game that you played an umpire? No. So we've made adjustments. Do we want to see the game disappear from litigation, of billions of dollars of litigation?
That's where you sign something before you start playing that you could be, you know, hurt in the game because it's a contact sport, and then there's no suing, no comeback on the AFL.
Right, so therefore, let's go down your line for just a moment. So I sign a contract saying, yep, I'm not going to sue. So
you can't
you
sue.
As my, right, but hang on, that opens the door. So we're going to go back to the old days where you run from 30 metres and deliberately knock some bloke out.
Then they're suspended. Then they get suspended for that.
Well, not if it's a legitimate hip and shoulder bump.
But that front on's not a legitimate bump.
Oh, well, even side on.
No. Side on's fine. Side on's fine. There's never been a shirt front that's never been in the game. Just like years ago, back in the 50s, 60s, you're looking, well, even Byron Pickett. Look at Byron. Hell, he used to shirt front. But, I mean, that can't be in the game. That can't be in the game. Well, but anyway, let's move on. It's too long on the bump. I've been nearly a week on the bump already, so here we are wasting 12 minutes on the bump.
Oh, now, Philip, that's not fair. And I think the problem we've got is that whether we discuss, as we have been, and so is the media all week long, Pickett versus McAdam versus Buddy Franklin versus Freddie Feelgood, whatever. Guess what? That might have all been solved today as we speak. Wait until someone gets bumped this week and the whole thing will happen.
Here we go again.
Well, exactly. So it doesn't, until we solve it, it will continue. And the media loves the beat up as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, all right.
Quickly, Rick, let's do our tips for this week.
Oh, yes.
Quickly, I just got to remind you, 5 years since Brisbane beat Port, Rick.
It was.
That was. Okay. Right, so this week, we've got one tip wrong already, Rick, haven't we? Here we are again Friday morning at Mawson Lakes.
We have.
Carlton and Geelong, we both tipped Geelong. Brisbane and Melbourne.
While we're on that, and we haven't got a lot of time
to spend, we're running out.
Honestly think, I mean, two games isn't the season.
Yep.
Geelong don't look quick enough.
0-2. They're 0-2. Hawkins, Dangerfield, and I'd say Zach Tui, they don't look fit.
Well, I don't know whether it's not fit or, of course, they're all getting older.
Underdone.
And it is becoming a game of just pure speed.
Yep.
And
absolutely.
I've got a feeling that they might be,
have missed the boat a bit.
Time will tell.
Brisbane versus Melbourne in Brisbane. The big comeback game.
Well, I'm definitely going for Melbourne.
Brisbane for me. Here we go again. Collingwood versus Port.
Collingwood by plenty.
Port. Adelaide versus Richmond.
Richmond.
Richmond for me. Bulldogs versus St Kilda.
The Bulldogs.
There's a few picked St Kilda, but it's not me. I've picked the Bulldogs. Frio versus North.
Frio. Only because it's in
I agree.
Perth.
Yep. Frio for me. Sydney versus the Hawks.
Sydney.
The Hawks were absolutely terrible last week. And Essendon versus Gold Coast.
Essendon.
Essendon for me. And West Coast versus GWS.
Sorry, could you say
West that? Coast versus GWS in Perth.
GWS.
I've gone GWS as well, but a bit of tongue in cheek. I think bloody West Coast might.
I think they're definitely on the improve, and in Perth, of course, but GWS, I'm going to go for anyway.
So okay.
There you go.
Look, just quickly finishing, I know you've got a couple of little jokes to finish off on. Barossa footy a month away now, Rick.
Yes.
First round, quickly, Tanunda and Barossa, South and Williston, Kapunda and Freeling, Newry and Angaston and Central get the bye. Just a couple of little whispers I've heard during the week. The new guy for Tanunda, I thought it was Abe Davis, wasn't Abe, it's Rune Gilfroy, a younger lad, apparently played, I think, a bit of league footy this year at Sturt. Haven't heard of him myself, Rick. I see you pulling face over there.
No, I haven't either.
Evidently can play, quite a good sized lad. Few whispers coming out of South that lost a few players. At the moment I've heard of Smith and Eels have gone, and maybe a couple others that have snuck out the back door. So anyway, we'll keep an ear out for that. Or do you find your jokes over there? Have you got your jokes on hand there, Rick?
Well, I'm coming close to it. I see him
going through the...
yes, exactly.
Going through everything over there. Quickly, Rick, while you're finding your jokes... India and Australia, the one-day series, 2-1 to Australia. Well done.
Well, very well done. Taking nothing away from either country. Stating the obvious, one-day cricket can be a bit,
Zampa, cleaned up. Well, Forfa.
Your mate.
Oh, is he? What?
Say no more.
And we're in the background here, Rick, we're Victoria 9-195.
That's not
in
going
the
to be,
Sheffield Shield final.
That won't be enough. Anyway, speaking of cricket, what a good way to finish off with. What did the spectator miss when he went to the toilet?
Don't know.
The entire South Australian innings.
that's not even a joke. That's true.
And when will a Redbacks cricketer have 100 runs against his name? When he's bowling.
Boom, boom.
Boom, boom. All right. I hope you've all enjoyed it. Until next week, this is Rick.
This is Phil.